Good afternoon and welcome to LaSalle College Radio. We interrupt Jamie's program to interview Vicky Martinez. She performed in the Campus Center on Wednesday night, so I'm going to talk to her for a little bit. Hi, Vicky. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So you played at the Campus Center the other night, and I have to say that was a very good performance. I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
First of all, I was wondering this the other night. Are you self-taught, or did somebody in your family teach you how to play the guitar?
I actually started playing violin when I was about 5, and so it wasn't my choice. My parents kind of got me into that. My dad played violin when he was younger. So then when I was about 12, I decided to go my own way, and I found a guitar in the basement, and I just kind of started figuring out where to put my fingers from a Beatles book that showed where you could put your fingers. And since I was familiar with those songs, I could tell whether it sounded good or not at all. So that's kind of how I taught myself to play guitar.
I bet you don't regret those violin lessons anymore then.
No, not at all. That helps a lot.
Yeah, it's funny how parents sometimes force the kids to do stuff like that they don't want to do, and then turns out it was probably the best thing that ever happened to them.
Yeah, it's like the little girls in tutus that start out doing ballet because that's what girls are supposed to do, right? And go on to become marvelous dancers.
Who or what was your inspiration to start writing?
Around that time, actually, Lilith Fair was going on, which is the festival that Sarah McLachlan started. That was around the same time that I got my own CD player, and the first CD I bought was her CD, and I was listening to it over and over, and I learned how to play a couple of her songs, and then I just decided, you know, I want to do the same thing myself, so just started, I guess, writing little poems that rhymed and used the chords that I knew and wrote a few songs and played them for my parents, and my parents, I mean, if I wasn't any good, they definitely would have let me know, so they kind of just decided to start supporting it because they both felt that maybe this could go somewhere.
Well, that's really interesting. So you were just able to teach yourself how to play these songs from listening to them?
Yeah, of course. I kind of definitely went the easy way on some of them. I mean, I'm sure there was more intricate chord structure to them. Like I said, from playing violin, you know, I kind of got used to melodies and different chords and keys, I guess you could say. What song a key could be in kind of is where I would go from there.
Well, that's very impressive. What do you usually feel when you write your songs?
Kind of a roller coaster. Sometimes, yeah, obviously, you know, when you're a bit angry, that's a good way to let it out, or you're sad or whatever. But lately in my life, I've actually been happy and comfortable where I'm at. So I'll be honest, I've had a little bit of writer's block because I don't really have anything to whine about. But it's been a good practice as far as, okay, what do I really want to say? What am I self-indulgent on of? And I want to write songs that are for everyone, that make everyone kind of listen up. And I mean, this goes on for years, but the state of the world that we're living in, sometimes people get into their own lives and their own bubbles and forget what's going on. And I kind of want to break some of those bubbles and just remind everybody that whether you're feeling sad or angry or happy about it, just know that we're all here together and we can kind of make it a good place, you know, if we put our focus in the right direction.
So that's interesting. You not only write about your emotions, but you also write to kind of send other people a message about the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's cool. So you're also in a band, right?
Yeah.
And what's the name of that band?
It's the Vicky Martinez Band.
Oh, I thought it might have been something different.
So Vicky Martinez and the Flaming Bumblebee. No.
So that's pretty much the same style as when you're solo. It was a little bit different.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, it's definitely different. I guess when I'm playing by myself, it's more of a singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar kind of thing. A little rhythmic, but not as much when I'm playing with the band. The band, there's a lot of funky, rhythmic, bluesy, soul, kind of everything vibe. I play a lot of bars and, like, bigger music venues in Seattle area. And so when we play a set, it's kind of like there's people that want to dance. They're mostly not sit-down venues. So you kind of want to keep the energy up. It's a little bit like that. I'll kind of leave the slower songs for the acoustic set.
Do you prefer one to the other? Like, do you prefer being solo with the acoustic, or do you prefer being with the band?
It's back and forth. Sometimes when I'm playing a lot with my band, which is what I do in the West Coast, I definitely miss playing acoustic. But here, you know, I've been just here by myself, so I definitely miss them, for sure.
So you'd say it's both kind of equal.
Yeah, definitely.
So your song Mayflower, you said, was written for your fans. Is that a crowd favorite? Does that usually give them a lot of energy?
Yeah, definitely. It was for those people that, like I, when you were there, I explained that, you know, just start dancing right away and get the show going and get everyone else motivated to have a good time and just let loose. So, yeah, it's definitely when I'm playing that song, I definitely get a good response right away for sure.
Your song, Enjoy the Ride, where you said you wrote it for yourself and how you felt confused about where you're going in life. I definitely was able to relate to that. I'm sure a lot of other people that were at the performance could, just because we're in school and we have no idea what we're doing. So I really like that one, too, because I was able to relate to it.
I'm glad you did, because that, like I said earlier, just about getting people to, I guess, wake up, you know, like writing songs for other people, like that definitely was for me at that time. I do music for a living, but there's so many times where I'm just, you know, am I on the right path? Yeah, like where am I going with this? Should I continue, whatnot? But just hearing you say that makes me know that I am on the right path, because that's what it's for, to let you guys know, like, be happy where you are. Enjoy these years in college. I didn't go to college, but I had a lot of buddies that did, and it was always the same thing every time that I'd go meet up with them. And I don't know what I'm doing. And it was, well, enjoy your time that you're having right now. Enjoy this time that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Have a good time with it.
I think that's a great message to send out.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Your song, Breakaway, won an award. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that was for an independent movie called Hannah Free. And it won, what was it, for independent. There was an independent awards. I know I should remember what they're called. But it won an award for best kind of folky song for a movie. It ended the movie, so the awards were held in New York. I guess you could go to my website for that. I should know that information, shouldn't I?
And you also passed the regional tryouts for American Idol?
Oh, yeah. I got the ticket to go to Hollywood, but the contract was pretty crazy and basically said that if I wrote my own music, that they would own all of it. So I decided to not take that avenue and continue my own way.
So you decided to stay true to yourself rather than have a chance at American Idol. That's a really strong decision you made there.
Yeah, and the other thing is my parents were definitely, they were good for me as well. Well, yeah, they were good. They created me. They definitely taught me to stay true to myself, because that's the only thing that's going to make me happy, but also to be a good example for everyone else. And I felt like that was my chance to let other little girls know to follow their dreams and follow what's going to make them happy. And even though it may seem like the brighter side, the stars and the Hollywood and all that kind of stuff, is it really going to make you happy in the end if you're compromising your truth? That's kind of what I've also tried to do with the music.
Well, that's great. I think you're a great role model for young girls like that, or even teenage girls.
Okay, thanks.
So I respect your decision, but I have to ask, did you get to meet Simon, Paul, and Randy?
Yes, I did.
And how were they?
Nice. They were actually very nice. Simon actually said, you know, I think you're really good, but I don't think the show is for you. I don't think this is the kind of direction that you're going to want to take your career on. So that was, he's like, but, you know, I think you're good enough to go to the next round, so... So that was nice to hear. He always kind of can be a jerk to a lot of people, and I guess he just tries to be as honest as possible.
Yeah.
And he was right for me.
Good, because I think some people might be confused whether the whole Simon thing is an act or if he's really like that. So I had to ask.
No, he's really like that.
So a few more questions. At your performance the other night, something that really caught my interest is you were able to do a very good vocal trumpet noise. Can you do that again for me?
My trumpet noise?
Yeah.
You sure didn't sound like an elephant? You want to hear it right now?
If you don't mind.
It's kind of like the Howard Stern when he, have you seen that movie?
No.
He makes the lady, well, whatever, you got to see that movie. If anyone's listening that has seen it, they know what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm going to do it. Here you go. That's it.
See, I think this is really amazing, because if I had my eyes closed at the performance, I wouldn't have noticed that
really?
It wasn't a real trumpet.
Well, Well, that's good.
Yeah,
good to hear. Glad it's going over well.
One more question. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your fans or anybody who's listening?
Just that, thank you, I guess. Just out here trying to play my music for you guys and hopefully inspire other people that maybe decide they want to be a musician or want to be any kind of an artist or whatever it is you want to be, to just go for it. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of work at the beginning, and it will always continue to be work, but this is your life, and whatever you decide to do, make sure that you're going to be happy doing it.
Well, that's great. Vicky, I'd like to thank you for having this interview with me. I'd like to repeat that your performance the other night was great, and I hope we can have you on campus again someday.
That'd be great. I'd love to come back.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Adrian. It was great talking to you.
And you too.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.